Good morning. I'm back from my trip in Charleston. I had an amazing time getting away from my life here in Savannah to kind of gain some perspective on stuff. Today, I want to talk about fear. I want to talk about being afraid and being fearful. Being afraid is something that we deal with all the time, whether we are afraid to try to change a habit or change our lifestyle or change anything about ourselves. Being that fear, it drives us in either attempting to do things differently and making a change and stepping forward and being brave for ourselves, or it makes us so afraid the thought of changing our routine makes us stop. Being fearful a lot of the time is beneficial to us in a positive way. I was afraid and I was fearful of making changes in my life when I was going through the realization of my marriage ending and wanting to leave my marriage and changing the situation for my children. And shit ain't perfect. You know, it didn't just mean that everything would fall into place. There's still a lot of things that I'm fearful that I'm causing to my children as far as emotional and spiritual and psychological damage, but I am not afraid to continue to live my life and continue to make improvements today for a better future tomorrow. That kind of fear drives me in the sense of how can I fix the situation in the long term, as opposed to trying to create every change to make a all the time positive situation today. What drives us when we're fearful, as opposed to being afraid or scared, is the sense that, okay, I'm fearful to take this leap. I'm fearful to make this step. I'm fearful to make the first change, and I'm not going to eat a Twinkie for breakfast today. I'm going to have a piece of fruit. The fearfulness, I think, comes from, and that nervous energy comes from wanting and desiring more than what we have admitted to ourselves of who we are. When you begin to question everything you've been taught, when you begin to question everything that you know, when you begin to question a lot of truthful untruths about yourself, you become fearful, but it drives you to look into that fear to say, what am I afraid of? Now, being afraid is simply being scared. Being afraid is terrifying a lot of the time because you don't have the control to create the changes you need, or you're out of your element, or you're out of control in the sense of you aren't the one creating the changes, or you aren't the one making the decision to create the changes you need in order to move forward in life. Being afraid is this feeling of out of control. Being fearful, on the other hand, is a feeling of being in control. You are fearful, but you are ready to make a positive change. Now, what happens a lot of the time when you start making these changes, you kind of reach this plateau of where you go, okay, I'm feeling good. I'm not as afraid anymore. I'm not as fearful. I've stepped into it. I see some trickling down results of the pushback, the give back that I'm going through. And then you kind of stop. You stop. you end up not being able to, in a lot of ways, contain that initial fearfulness, because you're like, yeah, life is great. I am doing well. Yeah. But there's still more fucking work to do. Don't be afraid to be fearful. Be fearful to be afraid. I know that kind of sounds weird. I think what I'm saying that is because if you're fearful to be afraid, that means you're never going to be able to step out of your comfort zone in order to facilitate the changes you need in order to grasp onto the life that you want to have with you. If you become so fearful that you're not afraid of being afraid, then what man has no fear? That's a scary man. That's a scary human. That's a scary woman. That's a scary person. When you don't have any fear and you're not afraid to be afraid, wow. That's a lot. But I think that you have to remember, when you're wanting to make changes in your life, once you get past self-acceptance and chipping away at those things that are causing you to feel stuck and in a rut and frustrated and angry, the next step is facing fearfulness versus being afraid. And ask yourself, what are you afraid of? What are you fearful of? Is it the fear that you're going to miss out on something? Is it the fear that you think that your life's going to change so much that the people that were around you aren't going to be supportive of you and care about you? The fear of being alone and not knowing the difference between loneliness and alone time and solitude, which was something that I struggled with for a very long time. Being alone terrified me. I thought that I was missing out on so many things. I thought that people didn't care about me. What I didn't realize was that my solitude was providing me the time and ability to recenter myself and find direction and find my purpose and find the passion to find the will and the meaning, the will and the meaning to move forward in my fearfulness state. As opposed to just being afraid of being alone and putting myself out there in really toxic situations because I wasn't comfortable with myself. Being afraid when you're making changes is a fear of being with yourself. Being fearful to make changes is wanting to have a solidity with being by yourself and getting the shit you need to get done. You can be afraid all day long. I'm afraid of shit. I'm afraid of spiders. I think they're terrifying. Spiders freak me out. But if I'm alone somewhere and a spider's on the wall, I gotta kill it. I gotta shoot it outside. I gotta do whatever I gotta do. The fearfulness will drive you the adrenaline. But if I'm so afraid that I'm crippled in my fear and I'm broken in my fear, my being afraid, I'm never gonna get the spider off the wall. So you have to be willing to get up and take the spider off the wall. Whether you use a broom or you use a cloth or you chew it outside or you just kind of close your eyes and hopefully it goes away. Some kind of action has to happen within that being afraid and being fearful and letting that drive you. You have to have some kind of action. And the steps that you need to take are crucial in creating the self-discipline to continue on after you reach the plateau of life is good, I'm doing great, because shit's gonna happen and you're gonna get a pushback and you're gonna feel some type of anger and misalignment from people that you thought were in your corner supporting you as they see you making these changes. Fuck them. Fuck whatever they're, fuck that. Fuck all that. Fuck any kind of negative pushback that isn't enhancing you to get where you need to be. Okay? Don't be afraid to make the changes, and don't be afraid to speak up. If someone is coming at you, well, you're different, I don't think I like this person, or you're making changes and it makes me feel uncomfortable. Good, they should feel uncomfortable. They should be questioning things themselves. And if they cannot support and enhance you on the path that you're trying to get to, let them go. Let them go. Because right now, the only person that you need to be concerned about in this path of active self-love is you. You need to be fearful of yourself. You need to have that positive, fearful butterfly in the stomach feeling to continue on your journey of growing and expanding your comfort zone and letting go of untruthful truths that you told to yourself. There are going to be people that are going to want to take from you in order to build themselves up. Don't let them take. Now, if they can mutually support you in your path of growth, great. If they can find their own action of fearfulness and go along their path and expand their comfort zone, and at the same time you guys can go together and help each other and build each other and say, I got you. You do it. I'm proud of you for keeping going. I'm proud of you for making these changes. Keep them in your corner. But if you have people that are pushing back at you in a negative way and making you feel as if you are wrong, or you're misaligned, or you're taking away from their needs that they can take care of themselves, simply because you want to make positive, active changes to get out of the shit you've been sitting in, let them stay in their shit. Because they're afraid. They are afraid. They're not fearful. They're afraid. They're afraid by you changing that they will have to change, and that they will have to do the work, and they don't like doing the work because they're so used of this toxic cycle that they're in. So let them be toxic. You have to face you. You have to look at all the demons. You have to look at all the shit you don't like. And you have to decide, am I going to sit here and not complain about the bullshit that I've created for myself? Or am I going to get up and take action and be fearful and roll with it and make the changes, fail, try again, get knocked down, try again, stumble, try again, and keep going. And keep going. And not get complacent. And not just ride a coast of shallow depth. Because in this crazy society we live in, where there's instant gratification and social media provides us with this sense of validation, being afraid to change because you've curated the images and the idea of what you are is going to be overwhelming. But don't be afraid. Be fearful. Be fearful in the sense of, like, I am going to do this, and damn what anybody else thinks. Damn if they say, well, you're different than what I saw. You're different than what you portrayed. Okay, cool. Maybe what you perceive as different is actually me being comfortable with myself enough to be authentic in who the fuck I am. And not being fearful to ask the questions and to question the things that you've been taught to believe about who you are. So learn the differences. Embrace the differences between being afraid and being fearful. Because one will drive you into action and one will stunt you into staying where you are. Don't do that. I don't think I have anything else to say about that. I will say, though, I had a really good time in Charleston. That retreats are awesome. Take them when you can. If you have friends that live anywhere else, even if it's 20 minutes and they live in the middle of the woods, go. Take the time off. You don't have to go and play tourist and all that, but just take some time for yourself to figure out the next steps and figure out, you know, what you want to do, and some calmness and some quiet. 6 years ago, I would have been afraid to do that for myself. I would have allowed so many other factors to limit me going to Charleston by myself, driving by myself, asking friends I could stay with them, doing stuff by myself, and I would have been scared. I would have been afraid. But the more I actively love myself and actually do the work and ask the questions that I need to ask of myself about who I am, the more fearful I am in a positive way to say, I'm going to do this. I want to get away. I want to go. I have the opportunity to go. And I'm not going to let any other factors derail me in being afraid to not do this and take this opportunity. Whether it's asking hard questions of any type of relationship you have with your man, your woman, your partner, your kids, your cousins, your mama, your daddy, your job, whether you need to have a real hard conversation with yourself in the mirror, whatever you got to do, be fearful, move forward. So, you know, only you can decide that. If you have any questions, if you want to talk about it, if you have any comments, let me know. Leave me a little message, or you can go and check out my blog as well. It's naimasross.tumblr.com, and I kind of write very long-winded messages on the same thing of active self-love. And you can also follow me on the Twitter where you tweet. I don't know. It's just social media. It's weird. I don't get it. But if you have more questions or if you would like to ask me anything about what it means to be active in self-love, or if you're stumped in active self-love and you think I can help you out, please hit me up. Let me know. But I want you to have a great day. I want you to make some fearful choices today. And don't be afraid to get the fuck out there and live your life and be authentic in you and ask the questions and live your passion and ignore the haters. Ignore them. Ignore them, because there's a lot more haters than there are influential positive people in your life. Trust me. And you have to either decide to listen to the bullshit or absorb the good shit. And I would rather have the good shit in my life. All right, y'all. I'm out.